AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As holiday shoppers head to stores in downtown Chicago Friday, they're likely to be met by protesters angry about the video that shows a black teenager shot and killed by a white police officer. Our Don Babwin tells us the protests are being organized by Jesse Jackson.
He is planning a protest march on Friday morning in the famed shopping district called the Magnificent Mile. Their hope is to bring attention to this case about the way this investigation was handled, the way it took 13 months to file charges against the officer.
That's not the only demonstration shoppers may see on Friday. Walmart workers in several cities will be spending Black Friday protesting for higher wages. They want to be paid $15 an hour and work full-time rather than part-time. They claim they and their families are going hungry because of low wages and limited hours. It's bargains that people are after as they hit the Black Friday sales. Retail analyst Rod Sides says there should not be a shortage of any discounts this year.
What we're finding is that retailers are having to be more aggressive to get folks through the door, and especially over the holiday weekend. And so as a result, I think we're going to see the promotional period continue to go up and the offers as well.
Thousands of people got an early jump on the sales by shopping on Thursday. Shoppers will have to get through some nasty weather in the upper Midwest and Plain states. Everything from snow to heavy rain is forecast into this weekend. An Islamic State group affiliate in Bangladesh claims it was behind an attack on a Shiite mosque in the country's north that killed one man and wounded three others. A statement posted on IS-affiliated Twitter accounts from Islamic State Bangladesh said the mosque was hit by a barrage of shots fired from machine guns. Two men have been arrested in Mali over last week's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital. 19 people were killed in that attack. This is AP Radio News. In Kenya, you'd think a rock concert was getting underway. Actually, Pope Francis is about to arrive at a sports stadium in Nairobi where thousands of young people are waiting in the stands. Francis will hear testimony from several young people and then will offer his own remarks. His tour of Africa will continue in Uganda this weekend. Traditional Thanksgiving Day football games are in the books, with the tightest matchup coming in the late game between Chicago and Green Bay. The Bears won 17-13. Quarterback Jay Cutler says it was hard to get the offense going.
I don't think we're going to like the film that much. We didn't play as well as we wanted to. Defensively, I mean, you got to hand it to them. A heck of an effort on the defensive side.
The other games were lopsided wins, with the Lions dominating the Eagles and the Panthers beating the Cowboys. A bit of Christmas comes to Washington Friday. First Lady Michelle Obama will welcome the official White House Christmas tree to the Executive Mansion. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.